Have you been able to sort of put a finger on what went wrong on Sunday?
Yeah, look, we'll sit down and review the game this afternoon. Obviously, we were disappointing in the way we played on the weekend, but we know Hawthorn are a quality side and the benchmark in the comp, and they're the ones we've got to match.
Do you think you're that far behind the benchmark team in the competition, or you just sort of had a bad day?
Yeah, look, they definitely outplayed us on the weekend and were the better side on the day, and we know that we've got to keep improving our footy to try and catch them.
Have they got your measure at the moment, Aaron? I mean, the record in recent times hasn't been great from your end against them.
Yeah, look, I think we had a win against them late last year. But yeah, coming up against the best side, you know you're going to be in for a tough day. And, you know, they have been good battles.
What do you need to do better to beat them?
Yeah, probably, you know, our effort and our structures around the ball. Probably off a little bit on the weekend, and when we'll sit down and review that later on this afternoon and improve and go out and train and get back on the horse this weekend.
They gave me some different looks structurally, particularly in the centre square. They had some of their really good tacklers like Piotrowski, Shields in there, Bruce as well at times. How do you cope when they put high numbers and high pressure around stoppages? Or what are the different things you need to adjust to in those situations?
Yeah, look, we obviously got beaten around the clearances on the weekend, including centre square, and I think we got a fair bit of first possession, but you know, at times turned it over, so it's probably just getting it out as quick as possible and getting it forward and putting in the forward half pressure.
Do you need to adjust by looking to hit the space more so than hitting close at times when there's big numbers around those stoppages?
Yeah, look, that's areas that you look at. For us, it's been, you know, owning the inside has been working for us pretty well this year, and you know, we did have a bad day on the weekend, but you know, over the season it has been one of our strengths.
We spoke last night about teams using that more congested style in order to counter what you guys were doing so well earlier in the year. Do you have to change a lot now, given that what teams are doing to you, or do you feel like it's going to just take a small tweak or?
Yeah, I don't think we'll be changing huge amounts. You know, we try and practice different setups all the time, but you know, it's getting back to owning the inside and winning it and getting in our forward half to create that pressure. So, as I said, we'll sit down and review it today, and the midfield group will sit down as well. And you know, we're just looking forward to getting back on the horse.
Is it a strange feeling, the doom and gloom, I guess, around since Sunday, given that you're still on top of the ladder and you've only lost two games?
Yeah, look, you just hate losing games of footy, and when you know, get beaten by 70 points, it's not a great feeling, and you know, when you want to put it in the back of the memory for so it doesn't happen again. Yeah, we realise we're poor on Sunday, and you know, we'll look to rectify that this weekend.
Get a good opportunity this weekend against Carlton to rectify that and get back on the horse, as you say.
Yeah, look, you know, they've been up and about the last three or four weeks, and you know, there's no easy game in footy. So for us, it's all about training well this week, and looking forward to the challenge come Saturday night.
Chance too to get your forwards into a little bit of form. They all say, well, Walters was probably good leading into the weekend's game, but they've all been pretty quiet. How do you get the ball to them so they can get some confidence kicking goals?
Yeah, look, you know, we stick to training hard, and you know, we know that when we get our structures right and our effort and intensity right, yeah, we're a reasonable side and we can play some good footy.
Starvation Corner, Ross quoted saying that's where Hayden Ballantyne sometimes plays because it's tough for him and he's really battling to get into games. Do you feel for someone like him, and what's his sort of mood at the moment?
Yeah, look, the best part about Ballas is his mood doesn't change much, regardless of win or loss. He's still the gangster of the club. So, but if you watch the work that Hayden does off the ball and the tackling and the pressure and that sort of things, he mightn't be getting a lot of the pip, but he definitely his intensity around the ball and his effort is there. So when he's doing that, you know, it's going to turn pretty quick for him.
Pretty confident he'll be in the team this week. He doesn't need some time down in the waffle to get some form and fitness back in?
Oh, not at all. Look, you know, Ballas is one of our leaders of the club, and you know, you can never question his effort and the way he goes about it, and you know, when you've got blokes like that in your side, they're always going to turn it around at some point.
Aaron, just in terms of a loss, sometimes people say you learn more from that than it, you know, it does you some good than harm. But just looking at Hawthorn, they don't have a great influence from Gunson, obviously, without Ruffhead. Do you look at their structures at all and think, obviously, how do we go about scoring when we may just have Pav there at the moment? Do you look at their structures and think, how can we go about increasing our scoring power?
Yeah, look, I think the coaches sit down and look at different structures of all different clubs and, compare them to how we go about it. And for us, it's all about sticking to what we know and what we do, and I'm sure we can turn it around.
Ross floated the idea of Hayden coming into the midfield to free him up a bit. We've seen Michael Walters do that a bit, but have you practised that much with Hayden over summer? Or
Bella's had a really strong pre-season a couple of years ago when he was talking about spending a bit more time in the midfield, and he's definitely got the running capabilities, and he knows how to win the ball, so I'd love to have him in there.
Zach Dawson, a chance to come back via the Waffle this week. Have you seen him today? He was going to have his pins out, I think Ross said.
Yeah, look, I haven't seen Dawson this morning, so it's good that he's close, and I'm sure the match committee will decide that.
How's John Aker?
Yeah, going well, tracking really well, training, moving well at training, so he's in a similar position, not too far away also.
Sandy, does the leadership group talk to Nat Pfeiffer? He seems to be living on the edge a little bit, second time now he's been fine, and the feeling is that if he does something similar again, he might get a week. Do you have to sit down with him, or is he smart enough to pull himself in line and concentrate on the footy a bit more?
Yeah, no, look, we don't need to sit down with Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer knows what's right and wrong, and we just know we don't need any of our players missing games through suspension.
6 day break coming back from Tassie. Do you have a pretty light week this week on the track?
Yeah, look, early in the week the big focus is recovery, and then we'll have a quality session come our main session on Thursday.
How's your body at this point in
the year? Yeah, really good. The break came at the right time a few weeks back now, and just looking forward to the side getting back out there on Saturday.